Online genealogical resources by Sarah Livingston. There are so many websites on any topic that it can be confusing. And in the idea of looking for ancestors, known or unknown, and it can become a very frustrating experience. The world of online genealogy has exploded in the past 10 years, but many of the best websites out there have been around for a while. Here's a list of some of the more popular websites to get you started. http://www.familisearch.org. Familisearch.org is a website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Family History Center has made quite a few changes in the past few months. Not only do they have their website, familisearch.org, with databases that include the Social Security Death Index, pedigrees, and ancestral files contributed from people all over the world, but they now have another new pilot database project. You can find this new project at http://pilot.familisearch.org/record/start.html. If you are interested, you can help transcribe records for this new set of databases. Projects range from Arkansas marriage certificates to Argentinian censuses, to the 1916 Canadian census. Of note as well are the country-specific research guides and foreign language word lists and letter templates. http://www.lib.bio.edu/slab/closely-allied-with-familisearch.org is the Brigham Young University Family History Library website. While some of the site's resources are for students only, there are some projects, such as the Immigrant Ancestors Project, that have great possibilities for researchers. Click on the records link for access to online databases and projects. http://www.rootsweb.ancestry.com/although rootsweb.com is owned by ancestry.com and advertisements are heavily used on this website, it is a great resource. Search databases, email lists, and message boards for family names. One database, World Connect, puts you in contact with other genealogists who may be researching your ancestors through contributed family tree information. Like many good genealogy websites, volunteers and active researchers make up the heart of this site. http://www.usgenweb.org and http://www.worldgenweb.org. Time has only made this resource better. First started in 1996 in Kentucky, this project now includes counties and states from all over the world. Volunteers and family genealogists transcribe cemetery information, family Bibles, obituaries and more. This is a great internet resource to start with and an even better networking tool if you are trying to do your research long distance. Researchers beware, the wealth of information available varies from county to county. Check out the special projects section as well. http://fruitgen.rootsweb.com/ If you've done your United States research and are looking to track back to the United Kingdom, then this website is for you. This is the main page that links to three free online projects, FreeScene, FreeRig, and FreeBind. Indexing records from censuses, registers, and civil registration records respectively, these resources are a real find. http://www.eliseilland.org and http://www.castlegarden.org. If you are looking to see if your ancestors came to the United States through Ellis Island, 1892-1924, then this is the website to check. If you find them, you can then request an official document and sometimes a picture of the ship that they came in on. If you're having trouble searching by name and think a ship search might be easier, you can do that as well. Castle Garden was America's first official immigration center and is known today as the Castle Clinton National Monument located within the Battery. It was in operation from 1830 to 1892, when Ellis Island took over as the main port of entry for the New York City area. Its website, http://www.castlegarden.org, is much like the Ellis Island website. http://www.cindislease.com started in 1996, Send us list links to more than 250,000 genealogy websites, ranging in topic from how-to websites to national archives and historical societies to online records. This resource is a one-stop shop for the family genealogist. For a smaller resource than Cintas List, try Huntington Memorial Library's online genealogy workshop, a small list of good web resources for genealogy. http://www.nlonian.org/onirelinks.htm http://www.italian.org Not of Italian descent? That doesn't matter with this great resource for New York City researchers. The Italian Genealogical Group has transcribed New York City area birth, marriage, and death records as well as naturalization records. These records are available in several different databases on their site. Using the information you find here, you can then request an official document. Ancestry.com Library Edition. Libraries pay for Ancestry.com for you. You don't have to pay for the commercial version. Available are immigration records, census records, military records, city directories, and more. If you are trying to find someone alive today, check out the public records databases. Check with your local library to see if they subscribe. http://www.stevemorse.org Ever want to throw your computer out the window because you can't find what you are looking for? Well, maybe it's your search or maybe it's the website you are using. Stephen Morse has done a lot of work to help make searching difficult websites easier. His one-step approach is aimed at allowing users to search for information using fewer steps than the websites that index the information, and some allow for searching across multiple websites at once. Not all of the searches point to free resources, but most do. If you need help figuring out an enumeration district or street name change, this site is for you too. The author, Sarah Livingston, is the New York State Room Librarian at Huntington Memorial Library in Oneonta, New York. She received her Master's in Library Science from Indiana University Bloomington. This is an updated version of a column that Mary Harris, her predecessor at Huntington, had written for the Oneonta Daily Star.